Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome! The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson, Bright Lights, Big City, home of the Big Shots. And tonight's Big Shot of the Night goes to the guy that just hit the biggest shot of the season, Jalen Brunson, the captain, the Cape Crusader, Captain Clutch, the Clutch Player of the Year. I mean, there's a reason they're calling this guy the King of New York. He just put the city on his back when they needed him most. I mean, he drops 40 points, 7 assists, and I'm just still looking at how far he shook Ausar Thompson off him. Like, with the clock running down, like, that's what you dream of. That's what we all did as kids. 10, 9, 8, 7, bang! Jalen Brunson, 40 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds, and hits 3 three-pointers tonight, and one huge dagger to quiet all the flopper chants and the FU Brunson chants coming out of Little Caesars Arena. Let's talk about it. 888-808-1019. Let me know if you saw something or you heard something that I didn't see. I'm in here hosting the show during the whole game, watching with the sound off, taking what I could take from Twitter. And, yeah, you guys saw it. You guys watched it. Big moment for all the Knicks fans. Definitely going to be moment of the year. So let's get back into it. 888-808-1019. Lou in New York, you're on the Fan.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Good to hear from you. Yeah, man, I watched that game. It was a beautiful game. They play hard, but New York always gives us hell. They always makes it hard for us. Towns, 9 points. You got to do better than that. He has to do better than that if we're going to even compete with the Celtics. What do you think?
Yeah, Towns, I was laughing. Shout out to my guy Mo. I was just texting because he texted me at, what time was it? He texted me at 10:06. He says, I'm sorry, Cat is terrible. And I'm like, bro, they bailed him out so much. Like, he fouled out of the game. He wasn't having a good night. He finished with 10 points. But if they lost that game, who would be the guy getting the brunt of the ire, most of him. The blame. Everybody would be pointing at Carl Anthony Towns. He owes Brunson a watch or something.
Bridges don't score 25 points or 15 points, they lose that game.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You got to give the game ball to Bridges,
runner
and
up.
You got to give that game ball to Brunson. Incredible. Incredible. He put that boy on skates.
You love to see it. And, like, that is what we talk about. Like, you know how hard it is to be that good with the game and the series on the line? You know how hard it is to be that good? That's why, like, the videos of him working out as a kid with his pops, like, this dude was made to play basketball. He's got ice in his veins. And his Villanova boy had his back. That tip-in from Mikal Bridges was clutch. And I still can't get over the dunk on Cade Cunningham. That's when I knew he wasn't playing around. I'm like, oh, Bridges is on one tonight. He's tired of hearing about the 5 picks. This is his first opportunity on the road to close out a series in a Knicks uniform. He needed some type of signature play and moment to kind of back off all the talk of the fans saying, ah, this guy's not worth five picks. That dunk he had over Cunningham, that tip in that he had late in the game, together, Brunson and Mikal Bridges get it done. And you got to give credit to OG Anunoby, too. Like I said, OG Anunoby with the 22 points, four threes, and early in the game, Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby being offensive options when Cat didn't have it. Chris is out in Michigan. Chris, you were at Little Caesars Arena tonight?
Yeah, Keith. I've actually went to all three games being a Knicks fan that lives in Michigan. It's the only time I kind of get to watch them play is when they come here.
Awesome. So you literally saw it and heard it way better than I could in here in a soundproof studio with the sound off. Tell us.
It was loud. Just real quick. The game I went to last Thursday, the first game at LCA, wasn't too bad, you know, and the Pistons ended up winning, obviously. But the game that was at Sunday, the last one they played there before tonight, I actually got mustard and all that stuff thrown at me in my Brunson jersey because of the way the game ended with the no call. So tonight, I wore my Brunson jersey again, all cleaned up. I kind of was staying quiet the whole game, just hearing all the floppers, chants and everything that was going on. But when he shook Asur Thompson, it reminded me of the Jordan on Byron Russell. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
The play all the time. It looked just like that from where I was sitting. I stood up. I held my hand out like Brunson does. The ball goes in. And I just had a feeling it was over. But this has been an amazing run. And I am going to, like, soak it in as a Knicks fan. And I don't even want to think about the Celtics right now. I'm still riding on, like, an adrenaline.
Yeah, I mean, to be in there and then, like, look at the redemption you got. Someone threw some stuff on you. You wash your jersey up. You come back. And they get sent home tonight. Like, the Knicks put them away tonight. And it's Brunson in such a clutch way. Like, it is very similar to Jordan's, the shot. But Brunson is so cold-blooded. Like, Jordan jumped up and celebrated. Brunson just threw his little three in the air. He just threw his signature three-point celly in the air. And the way he looked at the fans in there was like, shut up.
And the best part about it is they did all that ticket restriction. So no one outside of the state of Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana could buy tickets. And it kind of came back and bit them right on the ass. So you know what? Let's go Knicks.
Great call, Chris, and great insight. Thank you for that. I love stuff like that. Like, he's a New York fan living out in Michigan, listening to the fan. Just told us a story about going there on Sunday. And with the no call, you know, fans react towards him. Somebody throws some ketchup mustard at him. Y'all are better than me, man. Like, I'd be going to jail. I wouldn't be going for it. You throw something at me, we got a problem. But, you know, he kept it cool and knew he was coming back. And he comes back and gets the sweet redemption, right? Like, you live for moments like that in the playoffs. You live, especially like living in Michigan, your team that you root for comes to Michigan. You get to go to all the games. They didn't win a game in Little Caesars Arena. They lost all three of those games. And Brunson being the guy that's getting, you know, most of the smoke, most of the fans chanting at him, he gets to shut everybody up and send everybody home for the season. He is a villain. I don't know if they even have, they got to have one Cleveland radio station. Maybe they, I don't know, maybe they specially tonight have a nighttime host on. Maybe we have the sister station. But I'm sure it sounds a lot different. Not Cleveland. I don't even know. I'm thinking Cleveland because I'm thinking of Jordan. I'm thinking of a shot with Jordan. Detroit, excuse me. Yeah, somebody's on the radio in Detroit tonight, and they're killing Malik Beasley. They're killing J.B. Bickerstaff. And the Knicks reign victorious. Enjoy it. 888-808-1019. Oscar in Queens next up on the fan. You got it, bro.
Yo, it's like James Brown used to say, right on, right on, right on, right on. Oh, boy, this brings me back. Long time, first time, original 1987 WFAN fan, and I'm reliving my, 30 years of listening to you guys and talking about the Knicks, and here we are with another signature win on the road. I got his jersey. I don't wear jerseys because last New Jersey award was KP, and he was traded. And Jesus, I got Ewens, I got but tomorrow I'm throwing down my Brunson jersey on, brand new. But and you were saying things that you missed because you were working. That play that the gentleman said about under the basket, that he turned, he picked. Those sneakers must have blue because it could have been anybody else would have been called for a travel because he twisted, turned, went this way back, and made an impossible shot because he was right under the basket and made the shot that tied the game.
The will to win, and, just wanting it more than your opponent, refusing to lose. They did not go back to Detroit to come back and play another game in New York. They went there with the intentions on closing it out, and they did. Knicks in six.
We have a superstar, and his name is Brunson. Everybody else, you know, they're... I mean, this guy was 6'5". Forget about it. Nobody could stop him. He's, you know, he takes a beating every game and just keeps on going. And, I mean, the way... He didn't look like he was injured from the other night. So.
No, he's got the adrenaline running. And we all talked about it because when I was on that night, and I think my boy Alex was like, yo, Brunson's got to stop leaving the game. And I know Sal talked about it. He didn't leave the game this time. Think about how he felt not being able to affect the game, being on the sideline and not being able to eliminate the Pistons at home in front of his home crowd. He had full intentions tonight. He had elimination on his mind tonight.
Absolutely. We have 12 with 9:30 left on the game, and we gave up the game. We had to win the game twice, close the game on an 11-1-0 run. We have Mike Breen and Clyde, which is unreal.
Shout out to Clyde. Yes, Clyde getting to be there and call this game, and we'll get another series.
Wasn't feeling under the weather, you know, last time, and didn't call any games. Now he's back, and oh, my. That's what's up. Right on.
Oscar, thanks for the call. 888-808-1019 as we are stacking the calls from Knicks fans that are excited with the win, watching Jalen Brunson hit the shot of the year and closing out the Detroit Pistons in six. Let's hear from head coach Tom Thibodeau on his captain, Jalen Brunson, hitting that shot and, you know, what he thinks.
It's over, just the way Thompson was defending him all night just to come back and hit that shot. What do you make of that?
Yeah, and first I'd just like to start off congratulating the Pistons on JB and his staff did an incredible job all year long, and they had a terrific season. It was an incredibly tough series. So then the Jalen shot, what can you say? You know, timely, you know, he's at his best when his best is needed. He's done it all year. That's what makes him special. But also, when you look at the contributions, Cat had 15 rebounds, a lot of tough plays that he made, and we needed Mikhail and OG were phenomenal throughout. You know, and Josh just playing, doing the things that he does, you know, and we needed all of it. So, and just showing the toughness, you know, to get down and then find a way to win at the end. But, you know, we know we got a lot of work to do.
Well, the grind don't stop. The Knicks advance, and they will face the Celtics on Monday. CK down in RB, Red Bank, New Jersey, on the Fan in New York.
Yeah, so, exciting win tonight. Certainly, I think we got to be excited about it. I'm looking at Twitter right now. Everyone's nervous. Celtics fans are not happy to play the Knicks. It's going to be a tough series. Just check the DraftKings line, and it's Celtics, I think, minus 800, and Knicks plus 550. Why not put a little change on the Knicks? I think they got a fighting chance. Tough team. It's going to be an exciting matchup. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, good call. I haven't checked the apps yet, and the line is obviously going to change and move some. I think the word out there is most people don't expect the Knicks to be able to hang with the Celtics. Thanks for the call, CK. But Vegas is Vegas, and the odds are the odds, and they have nothing. We don't know. That's the thing, too. They're not going to quit. It was always supposed to be Knicks-Celtics. It was inevitable. From last year to this year to even, you know, from last year when you make the moves to make your team better in hopes of facing a Celtics team and being able to go toe-to-toe with them, Mikal Bridges, Karl-Anthony Towns. But then also, as we watched this whole season and we saw where the Knicks were in the standings, and it was inevitable. It was always going to be the Celtics. Now, run it. Let's see. Danny is in Yonkers on the Fan next. What's up, Danny?
Ian, what a finish, man. JB is the king of New York. I love this team, but I hate Karl-Anthony Towns. He hides in the corner. He's soft. This game shouldn't have been close. It shouldn't have been close. If Karl-Anthony Towns was a superstar, an all-NBA or an NBA all-star starter, he's terrible. He's soft. He disappears, and it pisses me off because I love Julius Randle, and he balled out last night. I love this Knicks team, but I watch Karl-Anthony Towns play, and it drives me nuts, man. It drives me nuts. He's so soft.
Well, he's yours, and you're going to need him in the next series. He did kind of win you a game in this series, so it's game to game. I've been stressing this like the whole time. You're playing the same team over and over and over again. Sometimes it's going to be Jalen Brunson's night. Well, almost all the time it's Brunson's night. Some nights you're going to need Kat to hit, you know, behind the backboard shots and hit five threes. A night like tonight, you're going to need Mikal Bridges to be dialed in on offense and defense, dunking the ball over Cade Cunningham, being there with a clutch putback when JB misses, hitting his shots. You're going to need OG to knock down four threes, give you over 20 points. You need Josh Hart to be where he's going to be. Like, it is tough when you play a series and you face a team multiple times over and over and over again. You get the same guys. It's just like, too much of that familiarity, but all these games, they're similar, but they're different. I mean, all in all, the Knicks win, and you got to be happy with the win, and you got to be happy that you have Karl-Anthony Towns, and you got to root for him. I know, like I said, they won the game. I know if they lose that game, I would be on this radio station taking call after call. I'm already taking them. That's the second call about Karl-Anthony Towns. But if they would have lost the game, majority of these calls would have been, Karl-Anthony Towns is soft, he sucks. We you know, gave up Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle for this guy, and he ain't it. Well, he is it. He's yours. Love him. Embrace him. Hope that it's a better matchup for him against the Celtics. You're going to need him. Lou is in Astoria on the Fan. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Gate. How you doing?
Good.
How's the family? Good?
Yeah, everybody's great. They're all home sleeping.
Beautiful. Listen, I'm going to make a prediction right now. Anybody that's calling out at Karl-Anthony Towns, because, I mean, if you remember, Brunson had a terrible game at the Garden, okay? If you speak about that, all I want Brunson to do is distribute the ball, be a point guard, get Bridges involved, okay? Without Bridges tonight, and I thank you for that because it used to be a net, okay? He made it possible for Jalen Brunson to come through. This is my prediction for this year. Juan Jose Soto Pacheco and Karl-Anthony Towns, one of those Dominicans, are going to win a championship, okay? And they're going to do it for the country. We went through a lot of stuff there when the tragedy in the Dominican Republic, okay? We only have 10,000 million people there, and it was very hard to take. You take care, and I'm just predicting that. Remember what Louis Fulastori said? You might say this is another dumb call. It's okay. You take care.
Anyway, Mikal Bridges is solid. Like, for him to rise up in a closeout game like that, it shows that, you know, he can do it. And I know there was a ton of criticism on him. I know that there's a ton of people talking about him too, but if they lost that game, he would have been marked safe tonight from criticism. They lose that game, and you got to give credit to Mikal Bridges. It's a team, man. It's a squad. All the talk about the chemistry or lack thereof in their locker room, they found a way to band together tonight, and obviously they're led by their captain. Karl-Anthony Towns will have a moment or two in the Celtics series. I don't know what it's going to take for them to beat the Celtics, but we're going to watch every single game and matchup, and I don't know. I think they got to figure out a way to get more out of the bench.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's just not there. It's not there, but they got, I don't know, that's on the coach. And the coach is telling you there's a lot longer to go. So what does he expect? If he's saying there's a lot further to go, you're expecting to beat the Celtics and meet the Cavaliers, who we expect to come out of the Pacers series, right? Meet the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals. You're expecting this year to get out of the second round? Well, what do you have in store for us? Tibbs, what do you have in store for us, Tom Thibodeau? 888-808-1019. Jay Schmeezy, Joe out in Rutherford on the fan. What up, Joe?
Ding bong.
They're back.
Well, listen, for your birthday, the Knicks got you a dub.
I didn't put any money on it, so it really, you know, I didn't really do it. I sat this one out because I, you know, I wasted money on the last one. I thought that they were going to finish it at the Garden. They did not.
Listen, as exciting as it is to watch them win, I can't help but salivate for the Friday night. Juan Soto back in the Bronx. Oh, it's May. It's happening.
And we got to do Jazz Chisholm basketball jersey tonight, tomorrow first. But yeah, I'll see you at Juan Soto's return.
Oh, dude, it's gonna. I can't wait. But this is a great time of year. With the Knicks basketball, with the first place New York baseball teams, it's unbelievable. But tell me, what kind of birthday plans do we have? I mean, like, what are we doing? How you feeling? Like, you feel older?
Yeah, I feel older. I feel like the older you get, the more text messages you get and the less money you get. I feel like the older you get as well, and especially when you grow into, like, parenthood, fatherhood. Like, I woke up today, and thank you for the birthday shout-out. It's getting late, so hopefully we don't get a bunch of calls with happy birthday. I remember C-Mac did that one year, and it was like every call had to wish him a happy birthday. But, like, obviously you know me, so you've already broken that wall down, and I've clearly made it through 4.5 hours tonight without mentioning that it was my birthday. But, you know, this morning I wake up, my wife taps me at 8:30. We got to take Jack to the doctor. I think it's Friday. I don't even know what day it is, but my son had his 2-year-old checkup. So I got to get up after sleeping like 4 hours, drive him and my wife to the doctor because the traffic in Hoboken is insane with the construction. And I don't want them to have to, you know, find a parking spot, whatever. We do that, take him to the doctor. Then I come back. I got to watch Blippi with him. I got to watch him for a little bit because she's got to take work calls. Then he naps. I get to nap. And then I get up. I work out. I start preparing my notes. I take the train in and I got to go to work. And I know tonight is going to be a Knicks night, so I was going to start talking Juan Soto and Mets because Juan Soto homered twice, but I'm like, no, I've got 30 minutes here before this Knicks game starts. Let me pump up these Knicks fans, tell them it's Knicks in six. I knew it would be Knicks in six. I called it Knicks in six. You should believe that. The Knicks got to go on the road and get it done, and they did. And, you know, like I said, here it is, the last half hour of my birthday today. I'm just thankful and blessed to be alive. I'm happy to be who I am and who I grew up to be. And, you know, it's just another day. It's just another Thursday, Joe. So thanks for the call, bro. I'll see you at the stadium soon. 888-808-1019. My last 30 minutes on air tonight. If you'd like to get a call, last call for calls, dial the number. When we come back, I want to play a cut from Josh Hart talking about going on the road and how this team likes that feeling. Like I've said, they need to go on the road. They need to feel that opposing arena. Sometimes Madison Square Garden is too comfortable, too nice, too fancy, too many celebrities. Keith McPherson on the fan with not too many minutes left. Let's take this break and I'll be right back. 888-808-1019 as the Knicks knock off the Detroit Pistons. Enough of that crazy talk, Detroit versus everybody. So much for the bad boys. Motown is not back. It's New York over Detroit. Knicks in six. Keith McPherson on the Fan taking your calls as we react to the game, to the series, and we start to kind of look ahead to the Celtics. None of us know what's in store against Boston, but most people will tell you, no way can they beat Boston. They might get swept. They might get the gentleman sweep. I think the Knicks can get a game. I'll put my official prediction out on Monday. Actually, I won't be on air until after the Knicks play, after the Yankees play. So I'll give you Celtics in five. Gentleman sweep. I'm sorry. I saw the Celtics beat them in every kind of way during the regular season. The Celtics are the defending champs. It's going to take a lot. The Knicks better rest up this entire weekend, right? Happy flight. They're going home. Let's hear from Josh Hart echoing what a lot of us said. And I know I said it. I'm like, hey, they didn't get it done in New York. They didn't get it done in the Garden. The fans were waiting to explode. The fans were waiting to, you know, get that moment in the Garden, and it didn't happen on Tuesday. But I knew they, I came on tonight, I said they're not going, if you want to go back and listen to my open, I'm like, they're not going back to Detroit to come back to New York. They're going there to close them out. They're going there to feed off that energy. They need to hear the FU Brunson chants, the flopper chants. They need to, like, some people are motivated by the hate more than the love. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people need to feel the hate, and that puts a chip on their shoulder versus the support. They know they got the support. But when you step into a raucous environment, like it was Chris in Michigan said, it was loud in there. People were throwing stuff on Knicks fans. Like, the Knicks responded, and, like, I'll always remember that Jalen Brunson shot and how he didn't jump up and down and throw his fist in the air like Jordan. Obviously, it was different circumstances. Jalen Brunson just put his signature three up in the air. So let's hear from Josh Hart about going back to LCA, Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, and advancing on the road.
It's great. It's a great feeling. Like I said, obviously disappointed that we couldn't do it at home in front of our fans and that, but that's one of the best feelings in sports, going into a hostile environment of an opposing team and solid to them.
There you have it. Back to the phones we go as my time is expiring. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Kings Park, New York. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Listen, great series. It was physical. Obviously, tested the Knicks. I want to give mad respect to Bridges tonight. I was critical for the way he shot the ball and played all series, and he stepped up big time tonight for the Knicks. And I think a lot of credit, it has to go to Anunoby. Cunningham, in the fourth quarter of a lot of these games, looked tired and beat down, and really didn't step up. And I think a lot, this is how physical OG Anunoby played them all series long. And a lot of credit needs to go to OG.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned that yet, but I'm working on getting some more audio. OG, just quietly understated, OG is such a valuable player for what he is able to do defensively on their best player, but then on the other side, be able to score the rock, be able to shoot the rock, like, and just be quiet as kept.
Yeah, his shooting was great today in the first half. Helped him build a little bit of cushion when he came out the way he was shooting the ball. And then he's a specimen, man. When he drives in the lane, he is a strong, strong player and can finish around the rim. He had a very important, I thought, N1 basket in the second half that kind of was a momentum changer. There's so many swings in this game, in this series. It's hard to keep track of all of them, but just – they're going to need him big time, obviously. This is this was a great series win, and this is obviously a huge hurdle against the Celtics. But Deuce McBride is going to have to play better for them to have a chance. They cannot have nothing coming off the bench in this series against the Celtics. He has to shoot the ball better and give them a lift.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too. Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm like, I just don't see it because, I don't see how they match up against the Celtics bench. You know how the Celtics get down. They just start running around, and they got a lot of different guys that can come off the bench and just give you 10 points. Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser. Like, they have enough guys that it just they can give their starters a breather, and they don't lose their lead. They can still go on runs. Even a guy like Luke Kornet, a big like Luke Kornet, out there getting rebounds and scoring himself. I just have seen it. That's why I said, bro, last year, the first time I got a good look at the Celtics, I'm like, who allowed them to assemble this group? Who allowed them to put Drew Holiday with Kristaps Porzingis when they already had Al Horford? You know they had Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown all these years. Those guys going through playoff losses and battles and trying to figure out how to get finally there. And then Joe Mazzulla is a good coach. He's a different character. He's a chip off the old block. He marches to the beat of his own drum. It's going to be a good series. It's New York versus Boston. Here's something else I'm going to tell you Knicks fans too. Obviously the prices are going to go up for those tickets, but you know there are Celtics fans living among us. It is obvious. There will be "Let's go Celtics" chants in the Garden. They're here in New York. They used to live in Massachusetts. Now they live here in New York. They work in New York. They used to live in Rhode Island or wherever in the New England area. Now they're here in New York. And a lot of them will take the train or take the drive. They got the battery in their back because they won it last year. They're confident. There's a lot of Celtics fans on Twitter right now talking and laughing like, yo, this is nothing. Right? Looking ahead, looking past the Knicks. But again, anything can happen. And this is why we watch, and this is why the playoffs are great, man. It's just a different level of basketball, and you're playing the same team over and over and over again. You get different games, and you really get to see who is who and what is what. The cream rises to the top. The best of the best show themselves. Looking at post-game stuff and working on some audio. Connor's going to cue some stuff up. I'll read. Let's see. Malik Beasley. Asor was pissed. He's the best defender in the world. I'm the best shooter in the world. Shut up. If you're the best defender in the world, like Brunson was 3 of 13, but when it mattered the most in winning time, Asor Thompson is forever posterized. He's forever in a slow-mo video. Brunson shook him off like 4 or 5 feet, and then he stumbled. Come on, bro. And if you're the best shooter in the world, how come you didn't catch the ball and get your shot off? Quiet that down. All right, we'll hear from Josh Hart again on the team's toughness and Carl Anthony Towns just on, you know, talking about the group. These guys hear everything that people say about them out there. Dwight in Asbury Park, what's up? You're on the Fan.
Hey, I thought for a minute that game was going to go to overtime before Brunson hit that big three.
Yeah, they couldn't play an overtime period. They might lose an overtime period. They didn't have the legs for it. That was it.
Brunson played hero ball, and this time it worked.
It seems to work a lot. I know, you know, there was a, what game was it in the series? Maybe the second game of the series, people were like, oh, Brunson with the hero ball. He's got to get others involved. I'm like, well, there's only so much they can get involved. He's the guy. He's supposed to be taking all of the shots. He's the guy. He's the guy you want with the ball in his hands, and he showed you.
Yeah, I think he scored the last, 8 or 9 points for them?
If I go to it, I think he definitely scored the last two. Or made the last two buckets.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, I thought they were going to lose it. Either that or go to overtime for a minute.
With 5.1 seconds left, he hit the three-point shot to make it 116-113.
Like, they got it.
And you know what it was? Mikal Bridges had the tip-in off of his missed shot. But those buckets are crucial down the stretch.
That tip-in was a definite lifesaver for them.
Big time play, big time moment. Thanks for the call, Dwight. 888-808-1019. Now, let's hear from Carl Anthony Towns, who I said if they lose that game, all of the blame shifts to Carl Anthony Towns. everybody would be calling right now, this guy's a bum, this guy fouled out, this guy shrunk, he's not tough, this and that. And when that game ended, I joked. I said when the game ended, I couldn't hear. I had the sound off. But Carl Anthony Towns ran out there like, yes. You know why? Because that's relief. One, the series is over. Two, they bailed him out. He wasn't on the floor, and they got it done. So here's Carl Anthony Towns, his first year as a Knick, talking about the team, talking about the group after the game.
Knicks, how does it feel?
I mean, it's great, you know, just to win with these guys. We work so hard. I think the series, you know, I want to give a huge shout-out to Detroit, you know. They showed why they should be in this position. They're going to be really good for a lot of years, so we better prepare for Detroit to be in the playoffs for a lot of years upcoming. And I think this game just shows a little bit of how our season has gone. You know, we've kind of made it difficult on ourselves, and we've always taken the toughest path to getting the job done. And I think this series is just another way of showing how our season has gone and has prepared us for these moments where, you know, people question our grittiness, they question our belief in ourselves and how disciplined we could be. And I hope that this series answers a lot of questions about who this team is and the identity that New York basketball has always had, that we could keep it alive.
I'm telling you, these guys hear everything. They have cell phones, they have Twitter accounts, they have friends and family. Hell, they might listen to WFAN. They might listen to the calls and conversations the day after the game. They have the Odyssey app on their phone, or even if they don't, just the social media clips and conversation that go out on Instagram and Twitter. And they're, you know, they responded tonight. So they get to talk about how people don't think we're gritty enough. And we talk about this group. And when I talk about this group, it's their first year together. It's their first year together. I repeat, this is the first year that you're seeing them together. They made the trade for Mikal Bridges. They made the trade for Cat. And boom, we expect them to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. It takes teams time to build chemistry and being in these experiences. But Cat said, this is kind of like how our season has gone, right? It was up and down. It was a roller coaster. You get to the end, and how many games have you seen Brunson win having the ball in his hands? A ton. That's how they draw it up. Can that continue against the Celtics? We're certainly going to watch. Okay, let's hear Josh Hart talk about, you know, hearing people talk and hearing people say what they think about this group. And the group responded tonight. Go for it.
Four behind, 5-7 points at the end there. And would that atmosphere to come back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a tough group. You know, everyone likes to paint us as not. But we're a tough physical group. This was a physical series. It was a grueling series. And I think we showed our physicality, our toughness, but also our mental toughness. The way we handled adversity. During those adverse situations, we banded together. We didn't throw off as individuals.
The last thing you want to hear as a professional athlete, as a grown-ass man, is you're not tough. You're not gritty. You don't have the mental toughness. This group doesn't have it. I wonder what was said at halftime. That's what I would want somebody to ask in the media. I wonder what was said at halftime. This was a different third quarter. We've talked about them losing the third quarter every game of this series. This third quarter was different. They came out and outscored the Pistons 37-14. This was a completely different attitude coming out of halftime. And if you ever played sports, and even if you haven't, if you've ever just been in the foxhole, if you've ever just been with a group of guys that need to get something done, it's just a moment where you look each other in the eyes and you look at the next guy and you're not holding anything back and you're like, yo, this has to happen. We got to get it done. You hold each other accountable and, you know, this is it. This is the last 24 minutes. We're not going back to the Garden to play against these guys. And they came out and did enough in that third quarter, and then they sealed the deal. In the fourth quarter, even though it was slipping away with the Pistons going on a 20-2 run, it doesn't matter how you get it done as long as you get it done. 888-808-1019. Let's continue with the calls, and if I can get any more, I'm trying to see it. You know, we're waiting on, you know, audio to come in, and Connor's working on it. We're trying to see. They put Brunson on the podium with Bridges, so we're trying to see what, you know, what we get from those guys together. The other guys, you know, Hart and Cat, the audio we clipped from them was from the locker room, not at the podium. Peyton is in Roxbury on the fan. Go for it, Peyton.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, except for the fact that you keep saying that, you know, the Knicks aren't all this. Like, they go down tonight. They have the lead for a while. They go down, and they battle all the way back. Like, Brunson shows that he's a top player in the league. And I think that you, unfortunately, show you're homer. Like, you show that you're a Nets fan and that the Knicks aren't all this. And then the same thing with the Mets and Yankees.
What show were you listening to? You were listening to this show?
Yes, I am, unfortunately.
So what did I say? Recite some of the stuff that I said that make me sound like a homer and a Nets fan. I am a Nets fan.
I know you're a Nets fan, and you've said for weeks now that you think the Knicks aren't that good, and the Knicks are going to lose early in the playoffs, and then tonight you come on, and you're giving the Knicks all the credit.
We've got a live chat with about 1,200 people watching. There's a bunch of people listening. I haven't said that the Knicks aren't that good
Keith, but you've done the same thing with the Knicks. You've done the same thing with the Mets.
I live rent free
yes,
in your
have,
head,
man. You know you have.
I live rent free in your head. I've been nothing but complimentary. I've given it up. I won't even go into the Celtics series where I don't think the Knicks stand a chance. I haven't been on that type of vibe at all.
Let me guess. You think the Nets are going to get Giannis too?
No, it's not about the Nets. You haven't listened to this show. Go to bed. Good night. You haven't listened to this show. Because earlier I said I don't want Giannis, and it's not about Giannis. But yeah, I live rent free in your mind. That's powerful, huh? A little bit of trolling here and there over the years, a little needling here and there in the years. You know, you come on WFAN and you clearly weren't listening to this show. I'm rooting for the Knicks. Why would I root for Detroit? For weeks, I've been saying Knicks in six. But I know there are people that listen every night. I know there are people that are on YouTube, on Twitch watching right now, Twitter watching right now. But, you know, enjoy it. Don't be mad at me. Don't come on the air and be mad at me. It's not about me, right? If it was about me, then yeah, I could be a Knicks hater. It's about the city. It's about all the Knicks fans. It's about winning a round. This is not about me being a Nets fan. The Nets are irrelevant. The Nets are waiting for a lottery ball to bounce and hope that they get a top three pick. But yeah, I know. This stuff is interesting, right? You hear how someone helicopters in, and I saw the topic. the call gets screened. The topic is you're hating on the Knicks. How am I hating on the Knicks? Oh, I'm giving up. I'm going and finding clips of them talking about their team. I'm talking about how they're tough. They're resilient. They have the clutch player of the year, the captain. They put the city on their back. All of that. That's all facts. If you want to hear me hate, you've heard me hate before. If you want to hear me troll, you've heard me troll. It's not the time for it. But there are a lot of these, fans that exist out here that, like I said, I live rent-free in their head. They think that it's the other way around. No, this is my job. I watch the Knicks. I watch the Mets. I'm not a fan of either team, but when they win, like the Knicks are winning, like the Mets are winning, I get on the airways and I give it up. I get on the air and I tell the truth. And it's not about my fandom and the teams that I picked when I was a child. It's about doing a good show. It's about taking calls from fans that are joyous right now. But if you can't enjoy the moment because you're so stuck thinking about me, then I guess I own you. That's okay. Mike is in Ridge, New York on the fan. Go for it, Mike.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Great.
I predicted Knicks in six, but then I was getting really nervous.
That's what happens in the playoffs. You start to have some doubts.
Yeah, but Boston's going to give us a heck of a start.
Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. Are they going to be healthy? Are they going to overlook the Knicks? Are the Knicks going to stay healthy? Are the Knicks going to have a different strategy? Who's going to rise? That's why we watch. We don't know. That's why we bet on this stuff. That's why we overanalyze this stuff. And that's why we watch a game like tonight where it's looking like the Knicks are about to lose the game and then heroics happen and you emerge victorious.
And Tibbs got to do something about his playing time with the players.
No, he hasn't over the years. Thanks for the call, Mike. He hasn't changed. 44 minutes tonight for Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby. 42 minutes for Jalen Brunson. 35 for Josh Hart. 37 for Karl-Anthony Towns because he fouled out. His starters are going to play. He's going to play the guys that he trusts. He's going to play the best players he's going to play. There are guys that were... I took a call tonight. Someone asked for Landry Shamet to be in the game. He's not getting in the game. I took a call two nights ago about P.J. Tucker playing in the game. P.J. Tucker didn't even make the trip. I took a call about Precious Achiuwa. Why isn't Precious Achiuwa getting any? Maybe in this next series they'll find a way, but no, they're leaning on their main guys, the same guys that they've leaned on. I took a call earlier in the night saying that Mitchell Robinson should be in the starting five. No. This is the team. This is what Leon Rose put together. This is the squad. They will live and die with these players and however these players respond or don't respond. 888-808-1019. I think I got two, maybe three more minutes for calls. Appreciate everybody watching and listening on a night where the Knicks advance in six games. Go New York, go New York, go. Bobby is in Manhattan on the fan. Go for it, Bobby.
This is Bobby, yeah. So, Keith, listen, I was one of the first guys who said that we were going to dump our closer on the Yanks, by the way. So I just want to make that clear. That happened. But also, the question I have, the question I have for you is, do you think if we had DiVincenzo on this team, it would be, we'd be in a better situation, it'd be more hype, we honestly like have a better shot at beating the Celtics?
Maybe, but then you wouldn't have Karl Anthony Towns. Karl Anthony Towns helped you win that last game in Detroit before this one. It was Sunday. The team would look a lot different. I know everybody loves last year's team and the thought of what Dante DiVincenzo would provide on this team. I gave him credit tonight. I played a clip of Anthony Edwards talking about how, you know, Dante DiVincenzo literally tells him what defense they're running and what they're throwing at him on the court. But that's in the past, man. I don't know. This is the team. Thanks for the call, Bobby. Like I said, this is the team. This is the squad. This is who you have. This is who you're rolling with. You can't go backwards. Dante DiVincenzo is with the Timberwolves. You know, him and Julius Randle are with the Timberwolves. They beat the Lakers in five, and they've advanced. At least we don't have to deal with that narrative tonight of, oh, well, you know, the Knicks are going to game seven. Meanwhile, two guys that they traded away were able to beat the Lakers in five, and now they've advanced. And what would the team look like if we had Julius Randle? And it doesn't matter. The world may never know. The world will never know. As I'm like, all right, let me check the Western Conference. The Clippers are up 80-66 over the Nuggets. Denver leads that series 3-2. Clippers looking to even it up. And tomorrow, is there? Well, there is a game tomorrow. It's the Rockets, Warriors. I already told you about Steph and that swollen thumb. And obviously the Rockets smacked the Warriors the other night. And so now we got a series there. The Rockets looking to close it out in San Francisco. I don't think that happens. I don't think that happens. All right, I'm out of time. Maybe Big Mac will be able to get some of the audio from Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges talking about closing this series out. That's all I got tonight. Again, thanks everybody for listening, calling in, everybody watching online. I will be at the game tomorrow, not on air tomorrow, but we will do a little Sunday Saw special Sunday show Sunday night after the Yankee game. Hopefully the Yankees sweep the Tampa Bay Rays and we'll be able to talk about that. Again, keep it locked right here. Chris McMonagle coming up on The Fan next to talk more about the New York Knicks, the New York Mets, the Yankees, whatever New York fans want to talk about. You're listening to The Fan. Keith McPherson out.
Sports Radio 101.9.